Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now,
I say it every day with the people that I'm around. It's not that people are dumb, maybe ignorant. Ignorant means unaware of how things work. We've really realized this in the last 6 months about a lot of things.
How about that?
I'm not criticizing you. I've just never met anybody like that before. Everybody in my circle likes a little bit of everything, or a lot of everything. But that's the whole idea of diversifying, right? Variety is the spice of life.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
All right. Hello, Canada. Welcome to Hour 2 of the RP Show. It is episode number 309 of Canada's daytime sports talk show. Thanks if you've carried over from Hour 1. Great chat with Alan May, Washington Capitals analyst and Estevan Bruins alum. Now, you see this guy sitting in the bunker here. It's Richie Pilon, head coach and GM of the Weyburn Red Wings. But I got his hockey DB up in front of me. New York hockey alum. And, by the way, PA Raiders. That's where he first came on my radar. But 631 NHL games with the Islanders, Blues, and Rangers. And Richie, I said we got a junior A theme here with Alan May. You never quite bumped heads with him in the dub even, because he played in New West and Brandon, but you would have in the NHL for sure.
Yeah, we definitely, Alan and I in the NHL met. I think I actually personally met him in New York one night. We were playing with the Rangers, and we were at the Washington, and we actually rode up the elevator together. That was the very first time we met. But Alan's one of those guys that just you know, he competes hard. He kind of reminds me of the Tuckers. He's not the biggest guy, but he's not afraid to drop the gloves and do what he's got to do for the team. So.
Well, he had some great hockey stories and analysis, and we're going to keep it rolling here in hour two. But also, if you didn't hear, we've got Dakota Shepley of the San Francisco 49ers coming up via video chat later on in hour two. And Jordan, let's re-up the quick six show topics, by the way, because we'll get to all of these. The Blue Jays are in it to win it. Yesterday, acquiring two pitchers and a utility infielder, making a run. As it stands right now, they hold a wild card spot. Point two, the Raptors play game two against the Celtics this afternoon at 3:30. Huge game for the Raptors, down 1-0 in the series. Point three, Stanley Cup playoffs last night. The Lightning advance, the Avalanche stay alive, and tonight, Vegas looks to move on. And point four, speaking of Vegas, Manny Viveros. Did you play with Manny, Rich?
Yes, I did.
Is the new head coach of the Henderson Silver Knights of the American Hockey League. They announced that yesterday. That's a suburb of Las Vegas. So it's literally Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
With
Viv. Yeah.
And point five, Vernon Adams has opted out of his contract with the Montreal Alouettes. They're only doing this for an NFL opportunity. Does VA have an NFL shot? We'll see. And point six, if Randy Ambrosi has an image problem, the commissioner of the CFL, which even I'll admit that he does, even though I'm his biggest fan, how does he go about fixing it? We'll talk about that a little later. Richie, what brings you to the bunker? What brings you to the Queen City?
Well, I'm on my way to Weyburn. We're trying to get our ducks in a row here for our, we're calling it an ETC, which is an extended training camp.
Yeah.
So I'm on my way up there and just trying to get more stuff ready so we can prepare for when the players start showing up.
You see that these are comments from the viewers coming up, Rich.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Nick McConnell writes in and says, for some reason, I was a big fan of Darius Kasparaitis. You guys were tough on the island. There's going to be a lot of comments come in, right? So are you okay with that?
Oh, yeah,
you can answer these all?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I launched hour one by saying this, Rich. We're trying to get to the bottom of Junior A, what's going on. And we've had people writing in from all across the country. Manitoba Junior starting October 9th. Bill Chow said, frankly, the SJ October 9th, but I think he's backed off on that a little bit. Cranbrook Bucks. Some guy wrote in from Cranbrook. He said they're not starting until, did you say December? Write us back, the guy in Cranbrook. Maritimes, October 30th. Yeah. So again, for you, to say it again, because I'm not that bright, extended training camp, you're starting. You're going to the ice, but do you know when you're starting?
We don't really know. We have to wait for Saskatchewan Health to give the okay. And the way it's setting up right now, it looks like, you know, realistically, probably October 15th to November 1st, you know, preseason on the 15th, November 1st start date. But that's still, there's nothing set in stone, right? So we're just doing everything we can to prepare and just kind of wait. So if we do get the go, then we're ready to go. And but, you know, we just want to follow the protocols to make sure that our players, the community of Weyburn are safe.
Right. So your players are all coming to Weyburn then?
Yes, they are. What we've done is the players from out of province are getting tested in their provinces, and then when they get here, we're going to retest them again. You know, and just it's again back to safety and making sure that we don't spread this COVID-19. And you know, the way I've kind of been, the message I've been giving to the players and to our families and to the organization is that, you know, we don't know how long it's going to be around, so I think we got to find a way to learn to live with this thing and figure out just to make sure we get, you know, the players going and get them, you know, mentally healthy, because sitting at home and doing nothing is definitely not fun.
No, and I couldn't imagine how you're going to do this in terms of practicing but not playing. Weyburn's got zero cases. Esteban's got zero cases. And you don't want to see an outbreak. But are you concerned about practicing every day and them getting bored?
Well, that's going to be the challenge, right? We've talked with the coaches is that we're going to treat it like a hockey academy. So for the first month anyway, we're going to make sure that we're making it fun. They got to have a lot of small area games. We're going to have to split up in two different groups. I only have 28, 29 guys coming to camp. So we'll split them up in two, and we'll start the process of working out and, you know, getting them fit and, you know, do whatever we got to do to keep them busy.
What would you normally have for numbers?
Well, last year we had about 60 or 70 at camp.
Wow.
So, but this year with the way the rosters are setting up, we're going to, you know, we're going to have 25 carded players. And I've got about four or five guys that are coming in just to see if they can pull a spot from one of the guys that's carded.
Robin in Prince Albert writes in, says, I remember reffing Rich right after he retired from the NHL. He played senior with St. Louis. Some guy from Hudson Bay tried to fight Rich. Well, that didn't turn out so good for the guy from Hudson Bay. Do you remember
Oh, yeah. That? I remember my senior hockey days. I remember when my brother-in-law was running the team, so he was begging me all the time to play. And I was still, like, I don't drink anymore, but I was still drinking at the time. And it was more of a social event. Like, I really didn't want to play that bad, you know?
And you thought it was wreck.
Yeah, it was wreck. And it was like, but you go out there and guys want to challenge you. And it's like, it's no matter what, once you step on the ice, especially the way I felt I played, you know, I was always revved right up. Well, to try and dial it down and you add the scoreboard, and now you got a little bit of humility because if there's players that want to take you down, you're like, all of a sudden you're full going and, you know, not in the best shape. Well, after these games, I was in absolute pain. So when I decided to retire, to hang them up, I remember hanging in my jersey and my socks to my brother-in-law. I'm like, I am never playing again.
You played one game?
No, I played actually for two seasons.
Oh, okay.
Off and on, but wasn't really, you know, it wasn't, for me, it was more about the social event than it was about playing.
Did you see that documentary TSN ran about the toughest fastball team of all time, and it was the Clarks and Killer, and did you see it?
I didn't see it all, but I heard about
Wendell talked about playing senior, and he goes, for people that don't understand senior in Saskatchewan, you either play or you don't play. It's exactly what you're saying. Playing for it all.
Yep.
Over not playing.
And you put the scoreboard, you want to win. Now they think they got an ex NHL in there. Then you add being a bit of, you know, I wasn't a heavyweight in the NHL, but I had to answer the bell.
But you're tough, yeah.
I had to answer the bell because, you know, usually I'm playing with guys, with the top pairing guys. So I was either a top pairing or second pairing on a team. So I'm usually a shutdown guy against the other team's top guys. Well, and my whole thing was, as a player, was to make sure to get under their skin, get them focused more on me instead of winning a hockey game. And then out of respect, you know, when we played, was that when guys like wanted to fight you, you know, you didn't have to fight all the time, but sometimes you just had to do it just out of respect for the guy across from you. Mm-hmm. So
we got a viewer, Joe Lazito, watching on Long Island, which, by the way, Altus Cable carries Game Plus TV in New York and 20 other states. Joe's watching on Facebook, however, and he says, Richie is second all-time in Isles penalty minutes with 1,525, sixth in fighting majors with 69, and number one in driving Eric Lindros crazy. That's Joe watching in Long Island right now, Rich. So that's
hi, Joe. I actually did a podcast with him. Really good guy.
He is the best. And he loves our show because we talk about the things that you're not getting, frankly, really on TSN or Sportsnet. You're definitely not getting in America. But I didn't realize this Lindros thing.
Oh,
was that your job?
Yeah, you know what? Eric and I were. It started, and the rivalry was. You know what? That's what fans want to see. But we absolutely, like, I can honestly say, you know, I've never met Eric, but playing against him, I know. Getting when we were playing Philly, you know, I think of Philly. I don't think of Philly. I think of Eric. That's an automatic because we went at each other pretty hard, and you know he wasn't a small man.
It's huge.
And you know, like I look at some of the stuff that him and I did to each other, it was pure out just hate and dirty. So, which you know, we were doing whatever we could for our teams.
Do you think you could have lasted in the bubble for what it is? Let's say 100 days. If you were playing in, if you were with the Islanders now, how would you have dealt with it?
Oh, that's a, you know what? I look at the guys in the bubble. I've talked to a few guys and they're saying it's not a lot of fun because it's basically, you know, I mentioned telling a friend of mine that it's, well, they're like in jail. And he goes, yeah, but it's a pretty nice jail.
Yeah,
and I'm
kidding.
Like, yeah, you're right. But it's still mentally draining.
No rights.
You got mentally draining. You know, I don't know how I would have, I think, you know, you got to put yourself in that mindset that you're, instead of focusing on what's around you and where you are, you know, the ultimate goal for the guys playing right now is to win the Stanley Cup. So that's, you know, that would be one thing you'd really have to focus on and focus on your games. And, but, you know, really in playoffs, you know, I remember with the Islanders and we didn't make the playoffs a lot, but when we hit the playoff time, we were literally, we were away from our families. We slept the night before. We never stayed at home. We always lived in a hotel because they wanted you rested. They didn't want you around your kids being tired. They were trying to get the best version of you. And so really, the bubble, as bad as it is, it's probably not a bad place.
And that was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It's probably only gotten worse that way, right? Since, I would think.
Well, the whole game is, you know, now the way it's set up. And, you know, I went to some dressing rooms and a friend of mine that is a Cameco, Tim Gitzel, and I, we had this thing where we took our kids to every NHL team. So and guys that I knew that I would make phone calls on and favors, really, is what I was asking. We'd go to a game and take our sons and then we'd get to go meet the players down below after. And I remember going into Vancouver's dressing room and I was like, holy man, it was unbelievable to see how treated they are now. You know,
that's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. Like, I just looked around. First of all, I always had to watch my weight when I played. And I go, I can't imagine if I had all this food around me 24/7, I'd have been a blimp. You know, like.
Hungry League.
The Never Hungry League, man. It's just like baseball. You know, everything. But what they're doing is because, you know, back in our day, we'd, you know, after practice, we'd go for beers, hang out, you know what I mean, with a couple guys. Well, now in today's game, everybody just kind of supposedly goes their own way. So the reason for the food and everything else after practice or pregame meals at the rink, it's just to get the guys to kind of, you know.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think it's just to get the guys close. Well, it is. It's to get the guys to stay together because nobody really goes for beers anymore, or not a lot of guys do, right?
Yeah.
And it's got to, because of social media and everything else, they got to be careful. And, you know, it's like anything now, you get seen doing the wrong thing. It doesn't take long.
You're done,
right?
Jamie in Nova Scotia is watching, and he says, it hints why Rask left the bubble to be with family. Tory Krug said it wasn't fun away from home, but you're playing for the cup, which helps drives the boys to stick it out. Well, everybody's different. Some guys would love it. Frankly, right now, I think I would love it, but at 20, I'd be ripping the walls down. So that's, yeah, I totally get it. By the way, Tim Gitzel, folks, he's the president and CEO, COO of Cameco. I heard he was a hockey player. I didn't know he was a good hockey player. He's a good hockey player, too?
Oh, yeah, Gitzy was a good, yeah.
He played at North Battleford.
He played at North Battleford. Then he went to college, I believe, in Alberta. He went to college and then figured out he was on a scholarship. And then I believe that he had finally figured out that he was probably better off to go into education because he felt like his career was coming to an end.
Okay.
And then, you know, he obviously he's a lawyer now, but a really good guy, humble guy, just an awesome guy to be around.
He is one of these CEO types. I'm like, are you as classy and as great a guy as you seem? You know what I mean? Like,
well, I have a story about Tim, if you want. It's a pretty good story.
Let her roll. He's probably watching right now.
We were way up north. So we did a program together. Gitzy had asked me for, it's called Dream and Believe. So it's, and Gitzy wanted to give something back to the northern communities without a negotiation. You know, everything they've kind of done has always been, well, usually if they're given something, it looks like they may want something like a road use or whatever it may be. And so we started this program, Dream Beliefs. So what we did with through, and was really, it's Gitzy's legacy. He used me. I was coaching his son. We became friends. I didn't know nothing about Tim. You know, when he told me he worked for Cameco, I didn't even know what Cameco was.
Yep.
And I just said,
potash company, right?
Yeah. So then I'm like, what do you do? And he's like, well, I'm kind of like the vice president, going to be, you know, this is before you became the CEO, right?
Yeah.
And he's just like saying, and I go, oh, that sounds like a pretty good job. Because I had no idea. Anyways, after he heard my story about my recovery from alcohol and everything else, he said, you know, I got this thing where maybe we could do this thing up north, blah, blah, blah. We'll go and we'll, you know, give the community some hockey skates and you can tell your story. And we created a like a dream calendar so that to give kids, and I would talk to the communities about my road to hockey, and then, you know, from being not, mm-hmm. you know, being poor and then to getting all the money, and then somewhere along there I lost my way. And when you talk about leadership, and Gitsy is a prime example of this, is that it's not about telling people what to do, but it's actually just being a doer. So what I learned from him, being around him, is more than he probably learned from me. I don't know.
That's usually how it works, right?
But we were in Wollaston Lake, I remember, and we were at we got stuck in a, like, we were way up north, man. Like, this stuff was, like, we brought our kids too, who my son Garrett and his son Ty, and we brought them along to see. For me, it was more about, look at guys. Look how good you guys really have it. That was our mentality. So be, you know, if you have anything, if you're a haver, make sure that you've got humility with it. You're not just a taker, blah, blah, blah. And we were stuck in this little, this hotel, mom and pop restaurant. It was full because nobody could leave because of the storm. And we were sitting there watching hockey, and it took us like about 2.5 hours to get our food. And as people were leaving, we're just getting up and leaving because some people were getting a little frustrated. Gitsy got up and started waiting tables and taking off the plates off the table. Well, what do you think that did to me? Well, I wasn't going to
get
sit
off
there.
Your
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, I wasn't going to sit there and watch him. So I just got up and, you know, and I tell this story all the time because once you meet Tim, just like you said, he's just a good guy, and you would never know what he has because of just the way he acts. He's very just a pure
CEO or COO of Cameco. Yeah. And I just tell you, I've done a few events that he's been at, and he's come up and stuck his hand out. This wouldn't surprise you.
Yeah.
Rod, forget about the Rough Riders. I just want to thank you for everything you've done for the people of Saskatchewan. People don't normally do that, Rich.
They don't, eh?
Do you know what I mean? He's just, wow, you... Yeah, thanks, Tim.
Yeah.
It's just a nice thing to say.
Yeah, and he absolutely loves the game. He loves people. He, you know, I look at his job, and, you know, when he took over and everything just tanked, you know, and him and I had a lot. We became good friends. We haven't been in contact lately as much. You know, we owned a racehorse together for a little bit, and that was like a tanker. So, but
where was that horse?
He was in Saskatoon here, and okay. We just, you know, we did it because, you know, once you get, like, I find that once as a hockey dad, once you leave the hockey world and go into the rink every day, you kind of, that's your family to some degree. Those families every year you,
oh, of course.
And Gitsy and I were trying to stay in touch. This, you know, he's so busy, he never got to watch the horse run, which is then why be in it. So, you know, I always tell Tim, you know, we got to do a better effort to try and go for lunch once every, whatever it is, months, maybe every 2 months, whatever it may be.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, and I'm going to get back to hockey but you mentioned the racehorse. That's why I asked. What day is it today, Rich?
I don't know.
Tuesday. They're all the same, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Tuesday. Dark Horse is Woodbine Entertainment's new easy-to-use betting app that brings the excitement of live-stream horse races right to you. Its AI-powered insights and strategies help you make smarter bets straight out of the gate. Now you have the opportunity to bet on the 161st running of the $1 million Queen's Plate taking place September 12th, 2020. We're into September, guys. Get $30 to start betting when you sign up today using promo code DHROD. Download the app for free at playdarkhorse.com, available for Android and Apple devices. So thanks for the reminder, by the way. Woodbine Racetrack in Toronto partnering with us to promote the Queen's Plate and also the Dark Horse app. Now, we're going to go to the bottom of the hour, Clark. That's what we'll do, and then we'll let Rich get on his way, and we'll bring in Dakota from 49ers camp. But you mentioned Tortorella. You said he's driving the NHL nuts. That's because he's being a jerk at news conferences, you mean, or what makes you say that?
Well, I think he's, you know, I think... You know, John, just he's a personality. He's a no BS kind of guy. He's black and white. And, you know, in today's world we live in, there's a lot of, you've got to be politically correct. And he's not afraid. Doesn't matter. He's going to back his team. We've seen it when he went in the dressing room, when he went after the other coaches or players.
Yep.
He is intense. And, you know, when if you know John, and I had him with the Rangers, he part of a coaching staff, but he was part of that staff, but he was also doing his own thing. And he is dialed in all the time. And we see that just by the way he coaches. He gets in your face. He doesn't care.
But you liked him?
I really liked him. Yeah, I really liked him. Like when I was with the Rangers, I liked it there. And then when Sather came in, well, that was a different story because him and I just right from the start, we just bucked heads. I remember that he called me on July 2nd. And I had a decent year, Neil Smith, with the GM in with the Rangers. And Glenn called me up, and it's been July 1st. So, you know, July 1st in Canada is a big day. You know, all the way back from my hometown of St. Louis, Saskatchewan, you know, we were at a rodeo. We were whooping it up. And, you know, all the way home, talking, just saying to my wife, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to ride the bike when I get back. I think I'm just going to go to the races and chill out today. And I get home, and all of a sudden the phone rings, and it's I was on the phone, star 69, it was Glenn Sather. I call him back, and the lady's like, and I'm, you know, honestly, I was hungover, you know, yep, with the raspy voice, and I'm like, star 69 the number, and this lady gets on the phone, and I said, you just called her? She's like, no, and I'm like, well, I'm sure you did, and she goes, well, just hold, who is this? I said, what's Richie Pilon, and she goes, oh, just hold on, all I hear is Glenn. Well, now I panic. I could tell Jackie, get me some water, because I want to, now I'm sitting up straighter, and his first two words on the phone were, Rich, I'm like, hey, Glenn, how you doing? He's like, well, we got a problem. I'm like, oh, yeah, what's that? He goes, well, I think you're fat and I think you're overpaid.
And that's how he started it.
That's how he started it. And I go, I kind of chuckle. He goes, do you think it's funny? I'm like, actually, no. And he goes, well, he goes, I've been looking at your you know, my weight, whatever, my salary. He goes, this is where you are in our pay scale. He goes, you're not worth that. Like, so we basically got in it about my weight, for one. And I left a conversation that I negotiated 215 pounds, but if I showed up to camp at 214, he was going to send me to the minors and he was going to end my career for me. That was Glenn Sather. That was how he, and the way Mark, you know, playing under Mark Messier too, and the way Mark is, Mark just says that Glenn's one of those guys that he goes down the roster and he finds the whipping boy. And he goes, he went down our roster and you got Messier, Nedved, Leachy. Then you got Rich in the middle.
Who are you going to pick? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Richie's an easy target. I showed up. This is kind of funny. I showed up to the camp and I got in phenomenal shape, but there was a whole history to getting to that shape because I was actually way overweight. I was actually on July 3rd, I was 245 pounds.
You got a long ways to go.
By August 9th, I was 202. And I talked to a friend. Well, not
Did
a
you have help?
Oh, well, the guy I work at, I was more worried about Charles Poliquin, who just passed on, because he had taken me on from Brad McCrimmon, and he basically extended my career 5 or 6 years, took care of my body. He's Gary Roberts would be an arm's length away from Charles. He learned from Charles.
Okay.
And Charles trained everybody. And when I got to the Rangers and this happened, like, Glenn just wanted me gone, period. And I remember, like, I got some great stories with that. Just, I show up at camp, you know, and when I was at the Islanders, I always played even my teammates as hard as I played anybody else. And I learned that from Al Arbor. Al says the only way you make guys better is treating them like they're another guy. And that's how you push them. So guys like Ray Ferraro, I used to sleuth with. Al would come by. They always thought I didn't like Ray. I liked Ray. But Al would come by me and whisper in my ear, be like, "You gotta." We'd be on a little bit of a winning streak, and he'd be like, "You got to wake him up." So I'd go and I'd slew foot
him. Show him no respect.
I'd slew foot him or something. Now he's competing and he's pissed off. Well, that's what Al wanted. So I learned that in my career as I went on. If I saw certain guys kind of riding the coat, like, you know, being a little bit, you know, you got to have some swagger, but just not working hard enough, then I would, you know, take it, go on him, right?
And you didn't mind, let me guess.
No, I didn't mind. And you know what? I remember, like, Peter Nedved, back to Glenn, he put me in a yellow jersey. And so I'm at camp and I'm like, everybody's in. Like, the D are all in red, Rich is in yellow. So I'm really pissed off. And I'm in good shape. I come to camp in one of my best shapes ever I've ever been in. So, you know, as much as I didn't like Glenn, he actually gave me a big wake-up call. And, Peter, we're doing a one-on-one. And, you know, there's this normal one-on-one where you leave the red line, you go around the dot, and you go backwards. Well, guys that are fast, like, I always used to get peed off. Like, why do they cheat? And Nedved, you know, and they take off with their head down. So I didn't go back. I just went straight. And I absolutely annihilated Peter Nedved with his head down. Well, now Glenn, this is training
camp. The big star.
Yeah. Now Glenn is yelling from the stands, kick him off the ice. And I wouldn't leave the ice. It was just like romper room almost. You know, yeah. Like Ronnie Lowe, like, Rich, you got to go off the ice. I'm like, what for what? Hitting him? He's kicking me off the ice for hitting him. I said, he cheats on every effing drill. I said, I'm not going off the ice. So long story short,
yeah, how long did you last after this?
Well, I played with, I signed with St. Louis. So I, with the Rangers, I was done. That was my last year with them, and I was done. But I played another 2 years with St. Louis. But I had, you know, and I was, you know.
You lasted how long with Sather?
That whole year.
Really?
I did, yeah. And we actually, he used to have Teddy Green, used to come and like basically smell me in the mornings. Honestly, that's what it was. And I'd be like, holy Christ, Teddy's like always coming to talk to me, but he doesn't probably really like me. He's just trying to get a whiff. And I never did. I was like, I remember being like, I was like under house arrest, but I was not going to let him win. And, you know, at the end, you know, I respect Glenn. You have to just because of his resume and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of guys didn't like him. I don't mind being challenged, and it that's what it was. And he really
extended your career, as you said.
Extended my career. So, yeah. You know, I got no hard qualms about it.
Rich, look, we're going to be bumping into each other a lot on the hockey trail, so I'll let you go. Dakota's logged in from San Francisco, so this went by like that, huh?
It did, yeah. It was awesome. It was nice to have me.
Okay, I appreciate it. Keep in touch. And can you guys give Richie my number? Because I don't think you have it.
I don't.
And we'll keep in touch. Yeah. All right?
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Rich Pilon, Islanders, Rangers, Blues alum, and the head coach and GM now of the Red Wings. We'll be right back with Dakota Shepley from 49ers camp via video chat. It's the RP Show. Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
Worry about how much someone drinks.
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rob.
Hey, all right, everybody. Welcome back. We didn't get through the stories with Rich Pilon. He's going to come back and finish him up because we didn't want to make Dakota wait long. What a whirlwind week for Dakota Shepley, opting out of his Saskatchewan Rough Riders contract, signing with the San Francisco 49ers, and boom, he's into camp down in San Fran. He joins us on video chat. Dakota, how are you doing today, sir?
Great, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I appreciate the time. Look, I've read all these things about NFL training camps. I've never been around one. I'm shocked you've got the time to do an interview. Is it like sun up to sun down right now in 49er land?
Yeah, pretty much for me, just because I got here so late into camp. But it was a really weird situation. I got signed on Saturday, and that was a player off day. And then Sunday, Monday were the last 2 days of camp. So they broke camp yesterday, and today's a player off day. So I'm getting a lot of time to learn the playbook. And I've actually had more free time than I've expected, which has been good, like I said, learning the play. So.
Oh, good. Well, of course, as you know, it's not going to last. It's going to pick up now. But I want you, if you don't mind, to speak for CFL players that have opted out. I don't know if you're seeing social media. Fans are panicking. They're like, oh, these guys are bailing on us, on our league. What does this mean for the league? And it's a business deal. Can you just talk about your own story? What led to the decision? How long it took to sign? Would you mind filling us in on that?
Sure. Well, I mean, players like me and, you know, most players in the CFL spend so much time, money, and resources in the off season, making sure they're ready to play football. And when you've invested so much of yourself for 8 months or 6 months or whatever it is in the off season, you know, to not have a football season after all of that, I think you'd be crazy not to go down every road possible to make sure you play football at the end of it. And that was my mindset going in with the opt-out clause, and I didn't really know what was going to come from the opt-out. I'm very pleased with how it turned out, and I think that's the mindset of a lot of these players who you see opting out now in the CFL. You know, we've spent all this time, like I said, bettering ourselves for this game, and to not be able to play football at the end of it would, you know, it sucks. It really does suck. So yeah, I think it's just finding a way to play football at the end of a long off season.
Brett Lowther was on with us on Friday, and he said, I wish the CFL had told us earlier we could opt out, because he's still looking for an opportunity. In your case, it seemed to go like this. Was it a contact through your agent? They had a need? How did it work that it was the 49ers?
Yeah, so it was, like Brett, it was a long process. I was in communications with Brett throughout the whole delay of the CFL season and the ultimate cancellation of it. You know, hats off to the Riders organization for doing everything by the book. You know, you'd hate to release a guy, let him opt out early before the season's canceled, and then find out that we're going to have a whatever it is, 4-game season, 6-game season, whatever. So the Riders were really great in doing everything by the book. And sure, it could have been earlier, which would have given guys who opted out more time to find work. But in the end, I mean, for me, it worked out, and I'm sure for the guys who do opt out, there's going to be, it's, you know, it's a different year this year. It's weird how everything's going down. So, you never know what could happen. Guys, could get injured, could test positive for, you know, this thing called coronavirus. If I don't know if you've heard of it, Rod. Yeah, it's going around.
It's running
so
our
you
life.
Never know.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. So just staying ready, I'd say, for guys like Brett, who are later in the process than me. That's all you need to do, because, you know, the opportunities will come if you're ready for them.
We're telling all the athletes, stay ready, stay ready. That's all you have to do. You are living proof of what it means to stay ready, because you were. So let me ask you this. We've had some chats over the years. You've got your UBC experience, all-star, winning it all, your Jets experience, and then a fantastic year with the Riders last year, all building to this. I mean, has it all helped? Once you got on that field in San Fran, did you feel right at home?
Absolutely. You know, coming out of UBC, going straight to the NFL, was a huge learning curve. One that, admittedly, you know, in hindsight now, I was way underprepared for, just because it's just such a jump, and you can understand that. So I really did need the year, a year of professional football under my belt, playing, you know, a full season and understanding how to play like a pro, prepare like a pro, live like a pro. And, it really helped me, I feel now, for where I am now, as far as a football player, my maturity level on and off the field, as well as my off-season training. I've been spending a lot of time down in Dallas, Texas, with a guy named Duke Mannyweather, who's well-respected as an offensive line guru, technique and strength trainer down there. So I've been working closely with him, and paired with that and the CFL season under my belt, I feel ready as ever, more ready than I've ever been, at least to play a football season here.
And that's what I don't think people understand. Those kids coming right out of NCAA right now, which I'm sure you're lining up with, don't have those 2 years pro that you've, well, two and a half, really, I guess. But last year with the Rough Riders, just the season that you had, I know you're not looking back, but for 60 seconds, please do. Blocking for Cody, lining up between Thad and Clark, just the great year that you had. Warm feelings, I would think. I mean, you came out of that better off for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I love those guys, and I've been in close talks with those guys since signing out here with San Fran. And, you know, they're very happy for me, and it was a great experience learning from guys like that, pros, like you said, Dan and Thad and Cody, especially seeing how they prepare and how they play the game and how they approach the game has really helped me and gotten me where I am now.
My last one for you, Dakota. You didn't just sign with a bunch of Rudy Poos. We're talking about the defending conference champions here. The San Francisco 49ers. Like, I can't imagine they got a lot of jobs open down there. What's your expectation of being in camp with the 49ers?
I'm going to do whatever they tell me to do. Right now they have me playing center, and I've fully embraced it. It's great for me because I'm learning the playbook at an accelerated rate. It's really coming at me quick. But you know what? I'm taking everything they're throwing at me. And like I said, any way that I can help this team, that's what I'm here to do. So I'm not saying no to anything, and I'm making sure that I put in as many hours as possible to make sure I have a job at the end of it.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, I've said it before, I'll say it again. You got it all. You're smart, you're talented, you work hard. I don't know what else there is. So we're watching very closely up here. Good luck, man. And go 49ers. Thanks for fitting us in today.
Thanks, Rod. Appreciate it. Good to see you again.
Good luck. Same to you. Dakota Shepley checking in from San Francisco. I just find it amazing. I don't know how you folks feel about the 49ers, because there was the 80s and 90s 49ers, and this is the last 20-year 49ers. And now they're back on the upswing, and Dakota Shepley is part of it. And they signed him, and they think a lot of him, and it's a hell of a story. And we are now, what, today's the first? 9 days away from kickoff in the NFL season. We're going to take a timeout. We're a little out of order with our timing here. I want to deliver the message that Rich Pilon never got to, because we got sidetracked with hockey stories. He's got an important one. And DuPont's going to come back in here. We got a sports update coming up and lots more. It's the RP Show. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues after this on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating, proudly serving Regina and area since 1978. Updating and improving your air conditioning system does not need to be difficult. You can breathe easy with our 100% satisfaction guarantee, flexible financing options, and maintenance programs. We will be with you throughout the process from start to finish. Contact us today so we can help you breathe a little easier. 306-781-2090.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
dark horse. Download the app today.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, welcome back to the RP Show, everybody. Just ahead of Chris Cater, North Regina Little League, big news there. But a sports update, the Vancouver Canucks need a win to keep their season alive tonight. The Vancouver Canucks trail the Vegas Golden Knights 3-1 in their best-of-seven series heading into Game 5 in Edmonton. The Canucks are the only Canadian team left in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The NHL's Eastern Conference Final could be set tonight. The Islanders have a 3-1 lead on the Philly Flyers heading into Game 5 in the Toronto bubble. The series winner will take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Meantime, the Toronto Raptors look to bounce back tonight. Toronto faces the Celtics in Game 2 of their second-round NBA playoff series in the Orlando bubble. The Celtics crushed the Raptors 112-94 in Game 1. Canadian Jamal Murray hopes to lead the Denver Nuggets into the second round of the NBA playoffs tonight. The Kitchener product is on a tear heading into Game 7 of a series against the Utah Jazz. And the Blue Jays look to get back on the winning track tonight. The Jays are in Miami facing the Marlins in the opener of a two-game series. Toronto's four-game win streak was snapped with an extra innings loss to the Baltimore Orioles yesterday in Buffalo, but the day was a win. At least we all feel that way. The Jays picking up pitchers Robbie Ray and Ross Stripling, along with infielder Jonathan Villar. On the trade deadline, Villar leads the majors in stolen bases, and he did lead all of the majors in stolen bags last year. The sports update for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, the best you'll ever have with seven amazing flavors. Check out their website, g2gbars.ca. RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RP Show. Order yours now at g2gbars.ca. Okay, it's big news. I'm going to ring the bell because somebody, maybe it was you, Chris Cater, wrote into our show last Thursday and they said, hey, tune in to Sportsnet at 5 o'clock tomorrow. They're announcing the Jays Care winner. Was it last Friday or the week before?
The week before.
Yeah. And I, was that you?
No, it was,
one of your people.
Yeah, it was our social media guy.
And then I didn't, oh yeah, they're trying to pull the mic in a little more. They said, I didn't hear anything after that, so I assume you didn't win. And then Clark tells me, oh no, they won.
Yeah, yeah, we ended up winning $40,000.
Wow.
From the Blue Jays Care Foundation.
So if you weren't a Blue Jays fan before, you definitely are now.
Yeah, you bet. I bleed blue when it comes
good
to that.
Oh, so this is just a feel-good story, man.
It is. It is. It goes a lot for our club. You know, we have a challenger program in our club that helps physical and mental kids. Mm-hmm. That we align every Sunday at our park. They come and play baseball. And we set that side of time, and then they come and play baseball, and we usually have the older kids come and give them a hand. And so what we did with the money is set up another diamond, a better location diamond in our park, quality, access, that type of stuff, so they could use that. So instead of having to be at the other one that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's exciting. I mean, I've been following with my baseball friends what's been going on, and I think baseball was one of the first sports that the government said you can go out and practice.
Yes.
But when did it start that you could start playing another team? That's going on now,
well,
right?
Well, it's return to train was, I believe, phase 3.
Right.
And then phase 4, we were able to have competition. We're not allowed to go out of the province or anything like that, but you're still allowed to travel throughout the province to play games. So there's a team that we've had that we've taken to Saskatoon, and we've played Weyburn and Swift Current and those types of teams. But other than the outside the fence stuff for baseball, nothing in the field has changed as far as rules, anything like that. So it's been great for the kids.
So is that literally just the non-contact concept of baseball, why you were back so soon?
Yeah. Yeah, because the closest place that you are to someone is an umpire to a catcher, or a batter to mm-hmm. a catcher, right? Or a first baseman to a runner. So, you know, other than that, baseball is super spread out.
Mm-hmm. Did you get an uptick in numbers? And I don't mean cases. I mean participants? Was there more kids playing baseball this year because of that?
No, we actually went down. We're usually around 650 kids at North Regina, and this year we're sitting around the 475 mark. And it wasn't due to COVID. It was due to that it became a summer program instead of a spring program. Usually we run May to June. This year it was July, August, and a little bit of September.
Mm-hmm. So again, the $40,000 coming from Jay's Care, you've got half of it already. You'll get another half of the completion. So what are the upgrades that you're doing?
So in our southeast diamond, we took out the infield grass, just filled it with crusher dust, leveled it off, took a fence and put it around that side of the diamond, leveled out the parking lot on the south side, took our southwest diamond, moved it from 200 feet to 275 feet. So now we can have the older kids play there. But it was more geared towards our challenger program of having them an accessible parking lot that the wheelchair vans can come in there, drop the kids off. They go right onto the diamond. There's wheelchair accessible dugouts there. And just a better quality diamond. There's no holes. There's no grass. There's, you know, the crusher dust is easy to move. So, and it keeps the ball in play with the new fence.
So the $40,000 can go quite a ways.
It went a long, long ways with us.
Yeah.
You know, especially we upgraded our southwest diamond from normally a minor major to an intermediate junior senior diamond, because in years past we've always had to rent diamond space other than our own park. And we felt that's why a lot of kids left, because North Regina is a family. And when you have one older guy having to go play somewhere else and you have a younger guy, they go to a different league. So we felt that upgrading that park side of the park would keep that family atmosphere, because an 8-year-old and now their 13-year-old brother can all play mm-hmm. at once. So,
last one for you, Chris. You may or may not believe this, but the Blue Jays do watch our show. That's what led to getting Robert Whitchum on our show way back at the start of this Jays Care thing. And so I'm going to give the opportunity to look in that camera. Do you have a thank you for the Blue Jays?
I do. I thank you from everybody at North Regina Little League, the parents, the players, the challenger program, you know, from our executive staff to our director staff. Thank you. It means a lot and it goes a long way.
I will say congratulations. Thanks for what you do for the kids and for baseball. And it's always good seeing you, my friend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me.
All right. Chris Cater joining us here in the bunker. When we come back, Dupes overtime segment, we'll go through all of these topics, plus unpack what our guests brought today and talk about the rock star of the day. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down.
and to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody, for Overtime. And Dupes has rejoined us. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
What have you been doing?
You know.
You missed a lot.
Feet were up.
You missed a lot.
I know I did.
Work back there. You can't fool me.
I know.
You can't BS a BS.
Although I do have Chase the Ace tickets. I bought into that. My nephew plays in the North Regina Little League.
Well, hey, now that you say that, there's a good friend of ours, Nick Saragella, former goalie in the Hartford Whalers organization. Restaurateur, don't you know, Nick?
Yeah, I do.
And he's been saying, he's been militant almost on Twitter about getting Junior A hockey bat playing and supporting your local teams financially. You talk about Chase the Ace here. Regina Thunder got their NFL lottery coming out. The Regina Red Sox doing the 50-50. And you look at the pro teams, and to be honest with you, major junior hockey teams in a way are pro teams, i.e. there's a lot of big salaries there in some cases in major junior hockey, and it is their profession. It's not a sideline, which amateur sports is for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you're looking at people making a choice as to where they're putting their money.
Yeah.
And that's why that Grey Cup fan base with the CFL is not chump change.
No.
I actually thought they were going to be asking Canadians for more. So, I mean, it's a good deal. But they're not the only league out there that's looking for fundraisers at this time. And I just wonder how many people, how are we as a society, Darren, to we are literally in this together, willing to open their wallet to help out a team or a league like the North Regina Little League. I mean, I've lost track at how much times I put my credit card down, bought masks for this fundraiser, bought this 50-50. It's an interesting time.
It is. And I think the risk takers or the generous, you know, because they're a little bit of both, I think are becoming a lot more safe in terms of, you know, you're more willing to make donations and things like that because you want to help people out. You're more willing to take risks and drop money on a trip because you know a paycheck's coming in 2 weeks. But this pandemic has kind of made people think, man, am I going to have money next month? Am I not? Is this going to happen again? I better start putting some away and just like keeping this year, filling the war chest, so to speak, donating less because you're not sure how much money you're going to have or if it's coming back or if the pandemic's going to get worse. So it is tough. If everybody, you know, everybody's asking for money and we're a little less, you know, willing or have a little less available to donate. It's tough.
Who knows where the heck this is going?
Right.
We just don't know. Jamie continues. He just discovered our show, and I have a feeling he loves it. You know how this show is very addicting, particularly with the interactive nature.
Yep. But
Jamie says, the NLL here in Halifax sells out 10,000-plus fans. Halifax Thunderbirds are at the top of the standings. Well, you don't need to tell us. We're huge NLL fans. You see the Saskatchewan Rush, our partners and advertisers on this show. But it was only your first year. It couldn't have gone better.
Yep.
They sold out every game. But let's see where you are a few years down the line. And by the way, Jamie, go out and tell all of your friends, please, about the Rod Peterson Show. And what's cool is I'm getting emails from people now, or DMs, actually, from people saying, can we live stream the show? Where can I get it on TV? You can actually go to GamePlusNetwork.com, mm-hmm. and all that information's there.
Oh, yeah.
Frankly, I don't know who carries Game Plus Network in the Maritimes. I know it's available out there. I'm not sure which one. What's the cable provider? It might be Rogers, but if you go to GamePlusNetwork.com, it's got all the cable info right there.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, tell all your friends. If you love the show, we're talking about the things that the big networks just don't talk about. And in America, they never talk about these things. So, anyways, for the rock star of the day, this is kind of funny. Alan May, Dakota Shepley, Rich Pilon, and The Fly.
He's here.
They're going to be, I know he's back.
Got three and a half.
You know what's funny? He left when Rich P. He's got it in for you.
I think
he came back when you came into the bunker.
Oh, he stopped moving. He knew I was coming.
He didn't hang out for the Dakota Shepley interview.
No.
He didn't hang out for the Rich Pilon interview. It must be the shampoo that you're using with those locks.
Yeah, it must be. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
But we're going to find out who's the rock star of the day. And an interesting thing, too, by the way, when we talk about this show, because the Saskatchewan numbers, is Ryan still here, Baracco, our technical producer?
No.
It's funny because he said the Saskatchewan numbers are coming down in terms of our analytics. And he knew, and I knew, and you know, that that's a good thing.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that less people in Saskatchewan are watching.
No.
He means the percentage of Saskatchewan
viewers. More people everywhere else are watching.
Everywhere else, right?
Right. Here's one. Craig Campbell, downtown Toronto, says, The Rod Peterson Show, another great 2 hours of sports stories and insight. My midday workday flies by. Thanks to all of you. Thank you, Craig. Jacques Dupuis in Ottawa says, we used to have a team in Ottawa a few years back. It didn't last long. Somewhere along the line, and I talked to the Rush owners about this, somebody needs to write a book about the history of the Rush and maybe the NLL. Not volunteering over here. I've written enough books in my time, but I'd like to know what happened with the Ottawa Rebels and certain the Edmonton Rush that became the Saskatchewan Rush. It's a hell of a story. It's a delicious story. People need to know these things, or at least I care.
Yeah.
One more from Jamie in Halifax. He's just so excited and geeked up about this show. He says, I will, my friend. You cover all major sports in Canada and the USA, not just NHL. 31 thoughts from Sportsnet's Friedman and Jeff Merrick. It's Sportsnet here all the time. Rogers Eastlink and go Broncos. What Broncos is he talking about? Denver Broncos? Swift Current Broncos?
I think he's talking about Denver, but...
So it's on Rogers Eastlink. That's what I thought. Tell all your friends, and you can watch this on television every day. I like the mobile version, but you don't necessarily have to watch it on your phone. And by the way, later on today, I'm doing a video address for Recovery Day Winnipeg, as you well know.
Yes.
And where I'm going to be telling my story, similar to what Rich Pilon was saying about his story. But they actually care in Winnipeg. And 10 years ago, if you told me that I would be invited to speak in Winnipeg at any event, I would laugh you right off your stool. So that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
And then I can go and do this address to, I guess, 2,000 people that's going to be watching.
Yeah.
And I will be saying, and by the way, you can watch The Rod Peterson Show every day on Bell MTS Cable, right in your home.
That's
on
cool.
Game Plus TV Network. So to build something and grow is just hella exciting.
It's so much fun, isn't it?
Oh, Jamie says, Humboldt, LOL. Humboldt Broncos. Gotcha. Well, you're watching from Halifax, so I don't know. I think we're done. You good?
Good. You want to open your gift?
Oh, sorry. Well, it's a good thing you reminded me.
I kind of forgot about it.
Well, a couple things. He came in here with a gift bag in the middle of Rich Pilon sitting here in story time. And we got all caught up in the hockey stories that Rich forgot to mention a promotion they're doing in Weyburn.
Oh.
So Saskatchewan and so Weyburn. And I can't remember the name. It's something about raise the grain or give the grain. It's if you're driving your grain to the terminal, you can drop off X amount of bushels donated to the Red Wings.
Oh, cool.
Gathering grain, thank you.
Great.
Gathering grain for the wings? Is that what it is? Gathering grain from the wings. We'll be talking about this for years. Remember that year the Red Wings were accepting wheat?
Yeah, so Saskatchewan.
Well, that's what they're doing.
That's really cool. Really cool.
To Rod and Darren, thank you for talking soccer on your show. Saskatchewan and Canada appreciate it. We love watching all of us. It's Saskatchewan soccer. Holy smokes. Oh, wow. I love this stuff. Saskatchewan soccer golf shirt. I will be wearing this.
There you go.
And I love the Adidas stuff, too.
Cool.
It's my size. Sorry, not yours. Don't know what to tell you about that.
That's okay. I'll be all right.
You can have the mug.
Okay.
You like your coffee.
I do.
Saskatchewan soccer.
Sweet.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Simon Fudge. I hope he's watching out in Vancouver because he is our soccer aficionado. Okay, we're done.
Done.
See you tomorrow, everybody, 10 a.m. Mountain on Game Plus TV Network and right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.